am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it's told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 precious Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious fleeting side.
All right, the solid rock.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ my solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ my solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ my solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ my solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
there. That phone's better than the computer phone. So we'll do that like that. Next.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Okay, thanks. The name of our children's story today is Clean Windows. I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 and 4. And they say, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." And this is our story. "You're always messing up this room," grumbled Judy as she pushed her sister's things off the dresser. "I am not, and leave my things alone," ordered Mary. "Then keep your stuff off my side of the dresser," answered Judy. "My things were not on your side." "Were too, were not." Judy and Mary were at it again, and Mother reluctantly headed for their room. "I'm tired of the constant fighting that goes on between you two," she said sternly. "You are sisters and should show respect for one another. Follow me." Judy and Mary followed their mother into the back hall and watched as she got out some rags and some window cleaner. "Now," she said, "you're going to clean the living room window thoroughly. Mary will wash the outside, and Judy will work on the inside. And don't you dare smile at each other. You must scowl all the time. I want you to do this quarreling while this window is between you." Judy and Mary found it hard to scowl when they had to. Mary tried to hide her dimples, but it was hard to do. As they worked, both girls found it harder and harder to scowl at each other. Slowly their faces turned red, then they burst out laughing. How foolish their fight seemed now. This was what Mother had been waiting for. She called the girls into the kitchen and sat at the table while she got them some lemonade. "You know, girls," she said, "you are really disobeying God when you get angry and shout nasty things at each other. He wants us to be kind and forgiving. You need to learn to talk over your differences and work out a solution. Now, shall we first talk to the Lord about this and then discuss the things that are bothering you?" The girls looked at each other, smiled, and nodded. The end. How about you? Are you feeling angry towards your brother or sister, towards your parents or a friend? Ask God to show you if there's anyone with whom you should talk things out with. If someone comes to your mind, go to that person and discuss the problem, then pray with them. And Hebrews 12:15 says, "Looking diligent lest any man fail out of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." Thank you for listening. Do we turn it off so the rockets on or what? Oh wait, we'll lose the phone. Yes.
Well, happy Sabbath, dear ones. We appreciate you all being here. Looks like I need to turn my mic up here just a second. Is that better? Can you hear me? Can you hear me better now? Well, thank you. Thank you. And again, happy Sabbath to one and all. It's a glorious Sabbath that God has brought us all to safely through this week and has blessed many of us abundantly. And we have a very important topic for our sermon today. And before we start, I'd like to invite you to please kneel and bow your heads with me. Our dear precious Father, we ask your presence to be here in our midst. We ask for the presence of our Savior and the Holy Spirit and also the heavenly angels to bring to us the atmosphere of heaven. And Spirit, we pray that you will allow our minds and understanding to be quickened, to be sharp, to understand the truth, and please drive this truth deep into our heart soil, past all custom and tradition and preconceived ideas and opinions, that indeed the truth as it is in Jesus may reign supreme in our hearts and may give rise to a new and converted soul, one who delights to follow thy will and avoid the falsehood and the deception so prevalent around each of us. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer, for working in all of our lives, for your tender love and care for each one. And I pray, Lord, that our love for you may continue to grow and expand as each moment of the day passes. Again, thank you for hearing and answering this prayer and being in our midst. In thy precious Son's name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. The important topic of today's sermon is entitled God's Denominated People. For those who may be listening on the phone or to this recording a little bit later, the quotes are on the following link at www.lightministries.com/SDA/ID1267.htm. And on this particular topic, there's many voices and many different ideas going among our separated people regarding what their relationship to their fellow separated brothers and sisters should be. Some advocate that they will never join with another organized body of God's people, believing that it would be apostasy from the truth to form another church organization. But if you look at the quote in Selected Messages, Book 2, page 390, you'll find that Ellen White was not warning those who separated from the corrupt Adventist church not to form another organization. But she was warning the SDA leaders not to form a new or different organization from the one which God favored, or they would be in apostasy from the truth. So there should be no fear of committing apostasy if those who have separated from the corrupt church should form another organization. Now, others believe that when they're questioned about their church affiliation, what church should they go to, that they should answer that they are non-denominational. Still others hold that all of God's people should remain independent from all the rest. Wow, am I really lagging that bad? Well, I guess it's back to the phone. So, Brother Nick, give me a call.